Georgia Today, Harris questioned Trump's fitness for the job, saying he didn't show up for last night's CNN debate, which turned into a town hall for Harris.
Clearly, his staff has been saying he's exhausted, and the sad part about that is he's trying to be president of the United States, probably the toughest job in the world, and he's exhausted.
The former president holds events in both Arizona and Nevada tonight. Israeli Defense Forces say they killed the Hamas commander who led the massacre at the bomb shelter near one of the kibbutzes on October 7th. The IDF says the Hamas commander also worked for UNRWA, the UN agency operating in Gaza. The UN has not immediately responded to a request to comment. And severe heat continuing to grip western states, raising the threat of wildfires. This is ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts can elevate your property experience with tailored marketing campaigns, professional imagery, and cutting-edge 3D scans. Stay ahead with real estate innovation. Your future starts at Redmond Realty Group, the number one brokerage in the Northwoods.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Berme, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. In the past 7 days alone, there have been 70 wildfires across Wisconsin, with 27 of them starting because of improper equipment use. The Wisconsin DNR would like to remind you not to be lulled into complacency by the recent light rainfall. It is still dry, and they are still seeing high and very high fire danger across the entire state. You can help prevent wildfires by securing dragging parts and trailer chains to avoid creating sparks while driving, avoiding operating vehicles on dry grass, checking your tire pressure for exposed rims, maintaining brakes and other high wear components to prevent metal-on-metal contact, operating equipment, chainsaws, off-road vehicles, lawnmowers, etc., early in the morning or late in the day to avoid sparks at peak burn hours. But we do understand that sometimes that just isn't possible due to conflicting schedules or just what you happen to be doing during the day. So we also do ask that you just maintain constant vigilance and have a source of water nearby or an extinguisher in the event that a spark does happen to set a fire off. I'm also Austin Bermay, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks win their season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 124-109 win over the 76ers in Philadelphia. Damian Lillard had 30 points and was asked, did the Bucks play better on defense?
Yeah, I think especially when it came down to the paint. You know, Brooke was a beast. Giannis was a beast protecting the paint. That's what we talked about. Our base defense of just getting stops and protecting the paint like we want to. I thought, you know, our bigs did a great job of that.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It was great. The game plan was exactly what we wanted.
The Bucks host the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers getting ready to host the number 3 ranked Nittany Lions of Penn State. Game time 6:30 at Camp Randall Stadium Saturday night. NFL, the Packers have former Jets head coach and 49ers defensive coordinator Robert Saleh evaluating the offense. I asked quarterback Jordan Love, can it help?
Yeah, I think it helps. I mean, having a defensive, you know, mind talking offense and helping us, you know, with things that we might be able to see, it helps.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers this evening, ending overnight. A low in the upper 30s. Early clouds tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A high in the mid-50s. Sunshine for the weekend, low 50s on Saturday, upper 50s Sunday. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
98Q Country.
I never saw the end in sight. Fools are kind of blind. Thought everything was going all right, but I was running out of time. 'Cause you had one foot out the door, I swear I didn't see. But if you're really going away, here's some final words from me. Baby, write this down. Take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down. Take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away. So you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down.
age, I'll swear under oath, 'cause every single word is true, and I think you need to know. So use it as a bookmark, stick it on your refrigerator door, hang it in a picture frame up above the mantel where you'll see it for sure. Maybe write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read them every day. Keep them close by, don't you let them fade away, so you'll remember what I forgot to say. Write this down. I can find a stone. Folks will be reading these words long after we're gone. Baby, write this down, take a little note to remind you in case you didn't know. Tell yourself I love you and I don't want you to go. Write this down, take my words and read. I love you and I don't want you to go. Baby, write this down.
George Strait here on 98Q Country. Write this down. That's the first of five in a row coming to you from K&B Refrigeration of Medford, or find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips. It's their appliance outlet, and from either location, they'll help with your major brand appliance needs to fit any budget. K&B Refrigeration of Medford, or find them inside Ken's Carpet Center of Phillips, the appliance outlet. And like I said, that's just number one of five in a row. Here comes number two of five, Brett Young, here on 98Q Country, in case you didn't know.
I can't count the times I almost said what's on my mind, but I didn't. And just the other day, I wrote down all the things I'd say, but I couldn't, I just couldn't. Baby, I know that you've been wondering. So here goes nothing, in case you didn't know. Baby, I'm crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you, even though I don't tell you all the time. You had my heart a long, long time ago, in case you didn't know. That second glass of wine that did it. There was something about that kiss, girl, it did me in. Got me thinking, I'm thinking, all of the things that I've been feeling. Life.
crazy about you. I would be lying if I said that I could live this life without you.
At 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Right now, he's probably slow dancing with a bleach blonde tramp, and she's probably getting thirsty. Right now, he's probably buying her some fruity little drink, cause she can't shoot whiskey. Right now, he's probably up behind her with a pool stick, showing her how to shoot a combo. And he don't know. Some white trash version of Shania karaoke. Right now, she's probably saying I'm drunk, and he's a thinking that he's gonna get lucky. Right now, he's probably dabbing on $3 worth of that bathroom polo. Oh, and he don't know that I dug my key into the side of this pretty little souped up four-wheel drive.
Sober state, I'm in, need to crack one wide open. drink. Pour me a drink. Bourbon brown eyes trying to get me drunk. Ain't stopping till the bottle and the job is done. Hey, I think I might have found my future love. Buddy, you should probably buy her one. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a smoke. I'm about to get on a buzz. I'm about to get on a roll. Yeah, I've been breaking my back, just keeping up with the Joneses. Y'all know what I mean. Yeah, y'all know how it goes. When it's up on a Friday and I'm paid, slide one over my way. I can't even think when I can hear one calling my name. Hey, somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink. Somebody pour me a drink.
Casting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
She couldn't keep from crying when she told me goodbye. But I knew, Lord, it was breaking her heart, but she was breaking mine. So for the sake of her feelings and the sake of my pride, I told her not to worry about me. So I'm sitting here soaking up the neon lights, misery, looking for some company. And tonight I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back and laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, the blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here or fighting over. Looking for a party crowd. It'll dawn on me tomorrow, wherever I wake up, I'll look back and try to recall just where the heck's my truck. So take my keys and lock them up tight and let the good times flow. And I worry about the comes to life, the night's still young, and I'm on the road tonight. I'm looking for a party crowd, slamming them back, laughing out loud. Where the smoke's so thick, when blues can't hang around. With the jukebox jumping like it just don't care if they're dancing over here.
David Lee Murphy here on WCQM. That one was Party Crowd, number 5 of 5 in a row, brought to you by K&B Refrigeration of Medford or of Kent's Carpet Center in Phillips, their appliance outlet. Still talking Packers between 4 and 5, then we'll dive straight in head first, talking about the Backyard Barbecue Contest and, of course, Catkins Animal Rescue 12-hour broadcast marathon happening right here at 98Q Country, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. tomorrow. I want to say tomorrow morning, but it's tomorrow all day. And there will be a lot of caffeine consumed, and we will stay hydrated and maybe some Gatorade. That might be the move. Still talking Packers, though. And Rob Domofsky is the name right now, a Packers insider with ESPN. And frankly, a great name to pay attention to for Packers info. I don't think he reports on other teams, generally speaking. I think he's exclusively a Packers insider. So when you see the name Domofsky, think, like, just associate that with Packers news. That's how it's been going for me subconsciously. Rob reported recently that he's heard rumblings the Packers may be shopping Preston Smith at the trade deadline. While the team hasn't been perfect, a sound kicking game leaves the pass rush as the unit most underperforming their potential, so this does make sense. I know special teams is a thing that we've got to deal with, but we've also got Rashawn Gary, who has only put in one game anywhere near the level of expected this season. Preston Smith, though, is no better. 32 years old, costing over $24 million over the next two seasons, this and next, I should say, and he's only got 2.5 sacks so far this season. He is a voice of experience and reportedly more than a solid locker room presence, especially at his age, but there's no roster spot labeled locker room guy or morale guy. That's what coaches, fans, and most importantly, wins provide. So don't be surprised if rumors spread of a deal that sees Preston Smith in another uniform by the end of this season, by the trade deadline specifically, which I believe is November 3rd. I think, or is it November 5th? I think the deadline might actually be November 5th. All that said, he's also an experienced vet, and therefore likely knows without being told that he needs to grab the reins. So don't be surprised by anything you see Preston Smith-wise. Maybe he turns it up to 11 from this point on. Maybe he feels like he's been hard done by and lets it go completely, a la Za'Darius Smith. You know, there's a lot of versions of this. I, for one, expect to see some improvement in his game and flip a coin. Is he here at the end of the season or not? I like him. I like the guy, but I'd also like to see him sack the quarterback a lot more. We'll talk Packers one more time in about 20 minutes. Right up next here, I've got the Motorsports Minute brought to you twice a day by the Big Dipper Bar, 18 miles east of Fifield on Shady Knoll Road. Then a word from sponsors, a check of the weather, and some great country music. I'll be back with you at about 4:45-ish, give or take. On 98Q Country. Today's edition of the Motorsports Minute on 98Q Country is brought to you by the Big Dipper Bar. Visit the Big Dipper Bar on Shady Knoll Road, 18 miles east of Fifield, or come by ATV or snowmobile. Open Thursday through Sunday with music every weekend. Try my favorite Angry Walleye Bites on Fridays or the best pizza around every day. Find the Big Dipper Bar on Facebook.
Larson loves Homestead Miami. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Want to know the latest with short track racing around the country? Well, one show has you covered. NASCAR Coast to Coast. Hi, I'm Kyle Rickey. Join Chris Wilner and I each week as we break down the biggest headlines in grassroots racing and in NASCAR's regional and touring series. We also talk to rising stars from your favorite short track. That's NASCAR Coast to Coast. Watch or listen today on YouTube, Facebook, MRN.com, or your favorite podcast platform.
Local radio brings people together like never before.
It's a beautiful hometown weekend out there. We've got
your local stations keep you informed and involved with music, talk shows, and real-time news updates you can trust. We are live and local. We are America's broadcasters, connecting you to what matters most. Text radio to 52886 and tell Congress to support your local radio stations.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Certain tracks on the NASCAR Cup Series circuit just fit a driver's style and preferences. Kyle Larson has found that special relationship with Homestead Miami Speedway. The Hendrick Motorsports pilot explains why HMS is one of his favorites.
For one, because it's tracks that we're good at, but more than anything, I just really love Homestead, and we only get to go there once a year. A lot of the other intermediates, we go there twice a year. Homestead, I wish we could go there a lot because I just love the track. But so yeah, I look forward to going there because, yeah, one, I love it. We're really, really fast there, and yeah, it's just a good track for us.
To help hurricane recovery efforts, go to redcross.org to make a financial or blood donation. I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on, like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
K&B Refrigeration North in the Ken's Carpet Building in Phillips has a great lineup of Whirlpool washer, dryer, pair front loaders for easy access. And your kitchen will look beautiful with appliance packages from Whirlpool, General Electric, or Samsung. You have choices. See the best choice and the best name brands around. Whirlpool, General Electric, Samsung, and K&B Refrigeration North Sales and Service, located in the Ken's Carpet Building, Highway 13, Phillips.
Are you a veteran, or a dependent, or a survivor of a veteran? The Price County Veterans Service Office is committed to helping all veterans and their families. You may be eligible for benefits through the PACT Act, a new law that expands VA health care and benefits for veterans exposed to Agent Orange, burn pits, and other toxic substances. The office's mission is to assist veterans and their dependents in understanding and obtaining benefits provided by all levels of government. They are committed to advocating for veterans. Call 715-339-2545 or email them today at cvso@co.price.wi.us to set up an appointment.
Good afternoon. We're coming to the end of the day. How did your investments perform today? Is it time to apply for Social Security benefits? Or maybe you've retired and you have to figure out what to do with your 401k. So many questions can be overwhelming. Let the experienced team at Forward Investment Services guide you through the steps needed to meet all of your financial goals. Learn more online at forward.bank/investments or visit their Park Falls or Phillips locations. Not FDIC insured. No bank guarantees. May lose value. Securities and investment services offered through Osaic Wealth, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Unlock big savings and add style and security to your home with Schlage Door Locks from Menards. Whether you're looking for a traditional interior lock or a Wi-Fi compatible electronic lock, Menards has you covered with more than 200 options of Schlage Door Locks in stock. Save big on Schlage Door Locks. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Showers this evening, ending overnight. A low in the upper 30s. Early clouds tomorrow, then some sunshine for the afternoon. A high in the mid-50s. Sunshine for the weekend, low 50s on Saturday, upper 50s Sunday. Currently, it's 59 degrees.
Afternoons never sounded so good.
98Q Country.
I heard the door slam, and I couldn't tell. Was it just the wind, or was she mad again? Oh, hell. She's getting in her car. I hollered, baby, is there something wrong? Thought I heard her say something sounded like I'm gone. But these days gone can mean so many things. There's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone life. Is it whiskey night or just a couple beers? I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Well, it's getting dark out, she ain't back yet. Ain't called home, turned off the phone. Oh man, this might not be good. I would have stopped her when she went to leave, but I didn't call, cause I didn't really think what I'm thinking now. I'm still not sure what gone is all about. Cause there's gone for good and there's good and gone. And there's gone with the long before it. I wish you'd been just a little more clear. There's gone for the day and gone for the night. And gone for the rest of your doggone life. Just a couple beers. I mean, what kind of gone are we talking about here? Is it the kind of gone where she's at her mom's, cooling down, she'll come around? Or the kind that says you had your chance, and she ain't coming back? Well, there's gone for good, and there's good and gone, and there's gone with the long before it. I wish she'd been just a little.
Country.
Yeah, this town's been telling me I've done some things I never did. Yeah, the grapevine starts with a glass of wine and you take in a sip. Every word that you're saying is another step to my reputation. And I can't take it anymore. But you've opened that door. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truce. If you quit telling lies about me, I won't tell the truth about you. Like how you picked a fight every time you saw me get a text. To make yourself feel better that you still talk to your ex. Yeah, you told your friends, you told your mama that I'm the root of all the drama. But we both know why this ended. Girl,
till I caught you red-handed. Yeah, there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. But in the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truth. If you quit telling lies about me, well, I won't tell the truth about you. Oh. Yeah, I truly wish the best for you, so don't ruin the next for me. Cause you really don't want me to tell the truth, all for everyone to see, yeah. That there's two sides to every breakup. One's a lie and one's the truth. One of them went down and one was made up. In the end, we both lose. Why can't we meet in the middle? Call it even, call it truth. Yeah, if you quit telling lies about me, well, I won't tell the truth about you.
Mitchell Tenpenny here on 98Q Country. Truth About You, right in the middle of five in a row after that check of the weather. We're going through organizing things for the Catkins Animal Rescue Broadcast Marathon happening tomorrow, and we stumbled upon something that I think is a lost and found item from earlier this year. Specifically, if you were somebody who was on the Brewers bus trip this past summer, that happened in early July, if you're missing a tumbler, a pretty expensive one, I think, a drinking vessel, a mug. It's a distinctive brand and a really distinctive color. Give us a call or send us an email. Let us know what brand and color your tumbler was if you were on the Brewers bus trip. We'll let you know if we've got the tumbler that you've been missing for a while here. This thing is, I have a feeling someone's probably been missing this. We want to get it home to its rightful owner. I know we tried back then and nobody responded. So if you're missing a particular color and brand of tumbler from the Brewer bus trip that you were on, give us a call. We'll check if you know what's going on. And if you were on the Brewer bus trip and can tell us what brand and color it was, that should be enough for us to know it was your tumbler for sure. So give a look. Are you missing a tumbler? Were you on the Brewers bus trip? If the answer is yes to both, give us a call. More country music coming up right now. It's Tracy Lawrence with Texas Tornado on 98Q Country.
You called me up from Amarillo, said you were coming to town. Thought I'd like to tell you hello. I'm driving over and around. I pulled up to the airport, comfort and cool. But when you stepped off that plane, I knew I was your fool. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. I swore it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then I'm like a tumbleweed in a wild west Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. You're lying with me in Atlanta. It's such a beautiful life. Play me like a piano, I always let you get by. I know I'll go through hell, girl, when you find someone else. But right now I'm in heaven, and I can't help myself. My little Texas tornado, blowing me away again. Or it wouldn't happen again, but I looked at you and then
I'm like a tumbleweed in a Wild West Texas wind. You're blowing me away again. I'm like a tumbleweed.
Hey y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
All on live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Pour me another drink. Cause I don't wanna feel a thing no more, hell no. I just wanna sip till the pain wears off. Pour me another round. Line them up and knock them down. Two more, let's go. Cause I ain't never heard like this before. Don't wanna think about her, I wear a ring without her. Don't wanna hit the karaoke bar, can't sing without her. So make them drinks strong, cause brother, she's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Yeah, I'ma need some whiskey glasses if I'm gonna make it through. If I'ma be single, I'ma need a double shot of that heartbreak proof. And see the world through whiskey glasses. Sing without her, so make them drink strong, cause brother C's gone. And if I'm ever gonna move on, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth. She's probably making out on the couch right now with someone new. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up, line 'em up. Knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back, knock 'em back. Fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up, fill 'em up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth. See the world through whiskey glasses.
grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed. Couldn't wait to get going, but wasn't quite ready to leave. So when I sing, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper going in the wind, calling out my name like a long lost friend.
Lady A here on 98Q Country. That was American Honey. We've been talking Packers since about 3 o'clock. This will be the last little mention. I've got a sneak peek, well, actually a pretty deep look at the injury report yesterday, and I even managed to find a look at today's. I found one reporter, Dominique Yates, writes for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, seems to have a little bit of an inside track on the injury report. It was by far the earliest one I was able to find, way earlier than normal. So take this with a grain of salt. I've seen Mr. Yates reporting before, but I don't think I've quoted him previously. Anyway, three players yesterday didn't participate in practice for the Packers. Cornerback Corey Ballantyne, center Josh Myers, and linebacker Quay Walker, which I believe is the first concrete update on Quay, and also the first time that defensive tackle Devontae Wyatt participated in a limited fashion for the first time in weeks. No word on expectations for Devontae Wyatt regarding the Jaguars game, but he's headed in the right direction, clearly. Walker, not so much. Not a good sign for this weekend that he was did not participate yesterday, so hopefully Eric Wilson has another lifetime performance in him after 2 sacks and 4 tackles for a loss last week, subbing in for Quay. Like I said, though, we did get an update. It looks like today Corey Ballantyne was the only player who didn't participate in today's practice. Let's see. Quay Walker with a concussion, Josh Myers with a wrist, and Elton Jenkins with a glute were held out of practice yesterday, which I guess I did not catch, but went outside today working in their position groups. What else do we have? Walker was in full pads, though he didn't participate in tackling drills, so I guess we'll have to see what happens yesterday if they're listed as full participants or potentially limited. Yes, tomorrow's injury report will be a deep look, but it looks to be that the Packers will be quite healthy again. I'd love to have Ballantyne out there. The defensive backs, not certainly on top of the list of problems, but they are on the list of problems, specifically the corners. We're not deep at corner the way we would like to be. The safeties, ooh, good year for our defense, I think, and it'll continue to be so. We're going to dive into a check of not a check of the weather. I am all kinds of turned around. We're going to dive into country music. We'll have weather at the top of the hour right at 5 o'clock, as well as the Wolf Farms Packer Report. Wolf Farms, I believe, is in the process of getting their website put together, too. So check out, Google up Wolf Farms, W-U-L-F, Farms, and find them on Facebook, too. They just let me know today that their website's going to be in good shape soon. So if not today, check over the next few days. They've got all kinds of great ideas coming down the pipe. So we'll have an update. And 7, noon, and 5 every weekday, it's the Wolf Farm Packer Report here on 98Q Country. Coming up next, after great country music, starting with Nate Smith. After this,
Kamala Harris gets that everyday costs are too high. She has real plans to tackle price gouging, cut taxes for middle-class families, and make life more affordable. Her opponent's plan?
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. On everyday products, it will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas, a Trump tax on food, a Trump tax on clothing, a Trump tax on over-the-counter medication. Donald Trump's plan would cost a typical family $3,900 a year. When everyday prices are too high, he will make them even higher.
Kamala Harris, a better plan for lowering costs for a future we can afford. Paid for by FFPAC, FFPAC.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. FFPAC's responsible for the content of this advertising.
At Redmond Realty Group, local experts redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, they craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Their strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. As the number one brokerage in the Northwoods, they can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive their commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is here for you. They sell and service new Chevrolet vehicles, always treating customers the way they want to be treated. Get a full synthetic oil change for the everyday low price of $49.95. Plus, enjoy employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados. Hurry, take delivery by October 31st. They are proud to support breast cancer efforts, donating $100 per vehicle sold and $5 per oil change. Visit them on Highway 51 South or online at MinocquaCars.com.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
What?
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts. Aha. At the top of the page. No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Fall Sale and get 30% off paints and stains from October 11th through the 21st. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your bedroom, living room, or home office, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
To local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and nearly 35 years after being sentenced to life in prison for killing their parents, Lyle and Eric Menendez could have a chance at freedom. Los Angeles District Attorney George Gascon recommending that the Menendez brothers be resentenced due to evidence that the teens were molested by their father, details not allowed at the trial.
I came to a place.